Good morning, Mix. The Mix 105.1. I lived in Birmingham, Alabama for 1 year during middle school. Didn't have any friends, didn't know anybody. So I started a business, and it was a babysitting business. My dad got me business cards and all. Affordable, dependable. And I would just go up to random strangers on the playground and hand them out.
Wow.
Yeah. And as I think about it and look back on it now, it's kind of creepy when your dad takes you up to the playground and says, "Hi, I'll watch your kids." But I was CPR certified and first aid trained and everything. I didn't get many jobs.
Was that on the card, though?
Yeah. Okay. I had all that on there. And I was reasonably priced. And I got one gig, and I didn't know these people, and they actually called me. They must have been in a really big bind. And I thought I did everything right. I didn't have any experience babysitting.
Yeah.
But imagine their surprise when the parents came home like midnight, and I'm still up, and both their kids are still up, and we're hanging out waiting for them, and like, hey, here we are. Are you surprised to see us? Because the looks on your face kind of are. I didn't realize you're supposed to like do dishes and fold laundry, tidy up, make sure the kids are in bed so they can have a quiet night when they get home.
Yeah, put the kids to bed.
I didn't get called back.
No, imagine that.
Right.
It was one and done. But, you know, the rule of thumb is if you find a good sitter, you do everything you can. You pay them more, you treat them right, and spoil them.
Absolutely.
Once you find the right one.
And you don't tell anybody else about that babysitter.
No, no you don't.
Kids? We got family coming to town. No.
Exactly.
You hide that person.
Exactly. Keep them to yourself. You're right.
What?
Oh, absolutely.
But there's this mom, and there's a whole text thread that's going back and forth that this mom that's gone viral where she's had this babysitter coming over to babysit, and she sent her text and said, "Can I come pick up my payment tomorrow?" And she goes, "I'm sorry. I didn't know that payment was required. You got a free day of ice cream and a day of fun."
What?
And so, yes. Yes. And so the girl writes back. She goes, "I'm sorry, but we have a set amount. You agreed on $16 per hour for both of your children total."
Well, that's a lot of money.
It is, but for two kids. Yeah. And she goes, "I'm sorry, but I don't recall this thread at all. I delete my text. Can you send it to me?" Well, this college student has every single thread saved, obviously.
Of course.
Immediately, bing, went right back to her.
Yeah.
Her response was, "I am not paying you $128 to watch my kids. They're easy."
Oh, wow.
So she asks if they can settle on $20, and the girl's like, "Look, okay, here's the deal. I do this exclusively for money to help pay for college and books and gas and stuff like that."
It doesn't matter what you're spending it on.
Right.
You spend it on candy. It doesn't matter. Right. That lady needs to pay up.
It doesn't matter if they took you to a theme park.
I bet those kids are easier than that mom.
Oh, absolutely.
You gotta be kidding me.
So the mom goes, calls her a name, puts her on block so she can't text her anymore. Mm. This girl's like, I'm doing everything I can to call you out in our town so you don't go and do this to anybody else. She sends dad a text and threatens to take him to small claims court for
$128. Yeah, it's like people's court is calling you right now.
Yeah. Yes. So within 30 minutes, mom replies, I guess probably because dad says, "Look, we're about to go to court. You need to pay this girl." And I guess they settle up on $120 and she finally got paid.
Wow.
But that wasn't the amount.
No, it
was $8 short, I guess.
Wow. So,
what did that get them?
I don't know. Maybe she felt like she won.
Yeah.
But that lady's never going to get a sitter again.
No.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her kids. Like, that's their mom.
You got ice cream and to hang out with my children.
Which is exactly what a college kid wants to do.
I mean, that's cool that you think so highly of your kids that just getting to spend the day with them and have treats.
Yeah. You should pay me to hang out enough. With my kids.
Yeah. It's like, but she's not their mom.
No.
No.
I think Adam might be the only one that might work for sweets, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
What's your babysitter story? Do you have one that was so over the top, next thing you know, you came home and they organized your closet or something? Or one that was like me, it was just awful. If you got kids, you got a babysitter story. What is it? What happened, Stephanie?
So I was like 12 years old. I lived in Naples, Florida, which is like a really wealthy area. And I was babysitting for these people who owned a vitamin company. And I showed up to the babysitting gig and there was like 15 kids there and already babysitters. So I'm wondering, you know, what I'm doing. They had hired me to work a party out in the backyard, and they had hired me to clean up dishes and take people's drink orders and stuff when I was 12 years old, and I thought I was going to babysit children.
Oh, my God.
They were part of some catering business or something.
Right?
Yeah, they wanted help with their catering business.
The one-woman team.
Yep, got off cheap with paying a 12-year-old babysitting money, and I was working a catering gig.
That's horrible.
It's illegal.
So did you... did you end up staying and did you end up getting paid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They paid me like $200, but it was supposed to be for babysitting. So it was just crazy.
That's babysitting adults.
Yeah, right?
Babysitting adults.
Yeah.
Have a good morning, Stephanie. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you.
Hey, Sandra, what happened with you?
Actually, I was being babysat. It was myself and three young siblings, and the babysitter would come over, and she would sit on the couch, watch TV, and make me change my brother's diapers while she stole my mom's favorite candy.
Oh, she was a thief, too.
Yep.
Oh, that's awful. And still, all these years, you will never forget her.
I will never forget it. Nope.
Sandra, thanks for calling. Have a good morning.
Sure. Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
John, tell us about your awful babysitter story.
We had just gotten back from a deployment and came to a new town, and a friend of mine gave me a name of a babysitter. And I had a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old. My wife and I never get out. So we went golfing. Well, my son called me, 7 years old, and said, Mom, Dad, come home. The dog won't let the babysitter off of the bunk bed. And we're like, what? And so what happened was the babysitter either hit or did something to my youngest, and the dog went ballistic, chased her up on the bunk bed, and I can just imagine my 2-year-old on the floor and my 7-year-old petting the dog. And when the babysitter kept trying to get down, the dog pushing her back up on the bed and was going to bite her.
Oh,
so, needless to say, I don't think we ever went out again until the kids went to college.
Wow, oh that gosh. Dog's like Nana and Peter Pan or
right?
something. Like,
just yeah, even, yeah. Well, it makes you wonder, you know, now with the advent of cameras, I don't think that would ever happen. But
but tip of the hat to your dog.
I know, right? You don't need a dog. Sitter, yeah. You got a dog, an amazing dog.
Yeah, yeah.
John, thanks for calling, man. Have a great morning.
You too, bye.